This is Touchstone Radio, bringing you alternative views here in the Brazos Valley on KEOS 89.1 FM.
I'm here with Samantha Chu, the current president of the Texas A&M chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. Samantha, welcome to Touchstone Radio.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
Samantha, I understand that Banned Books Week is coming up. So what exactly are banned books? Why are these books banned? Could you give us a few examples?
Banned books are the most frequently challenged and books that are avoided in the American school system. For example, they're books that are focused on topics that parents don't want their children to learn about in their basic education. For example, John Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath and Harry Potter are popularly banned books. The reason Harry Potter's on the list is because it focuses on things like mysticism, magic, and the dark arts. Parents feel that this exposure is not in the right direction for their students and that it takes them away from the standard norms that our society works on. Another banned book is also Shel Silverstein's work, like Ickle Me, Pickle Me, Tickle Me Too. And some certain connotations can be construed from that novel and from that short passage that parents feel threatened by.
So what is wrong with banning these books?
The problem with banning these books is that we lose a part of our history. We lose literature that is key to our education system. I mean, our history is written down in text. And that's how we learn. And by keeping certain literature away from the hands and the eyes of our children keeps them from learning about even the negatives and the positives of our history and of our life.
So what exactly do you do during the Banned Books Week?
Banned Books Week gives people an opportunity to support these authors and read books out in public. It gives them the chance to talk about the reasons why these books should not be challenged and be free to read by the public.
So where can we get more information about it? I mean, can we sign up for a public reading of these books?
Well, yeah, starting in September 29th to October 5th, we'll have an opportunity for citizens and community members to read banned books in places like Hastings and Half Price Books. In addition, the Texas A&M student chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union will be reading banned books on October 2nd in front of Rudder Fountain. To sign up, you can send an email to myself at schiu@tamu.edu. You can also contact the president of the Brazos Valley Civil Liberties Union at aclutx@yahoo.com.
Where can we find these list of banned books?
Well, you can contact your local librarian, as it's sponsored by the American Library Association, at www.ala.org and simply find a list of the 100 most frequently challenged banned books.
Well, thank you, Samantha. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Srikanth. It's always a pleasure.
You were listening to Samantha Chu, the president of the Texas A&M chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. For Touchstone Radio, this is Srikanth Shastri.
Touchstone Radio is a production of Touchstone Magazine. Neither KUS nor the Touchstone necessarily endorses the opinions you have just heard. Pick up a copy of the Touchstone in the blue news boxes or visit our website, which contains this and other Touchstone Radio episodes in digital audio at www.rtis.com/touchstone.